The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 22. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
And today we're going to take you outside to Agecroft to talk about As You Like It, which is a Quill production that will be playing as part of the Richmond Shakespeare Festival through July 29th. And I will just say that all three of us showed up Friday night for opening, got rained out, all three came back Saturday. So what'd y'all think when you finally got to see the whole show?
Well, I actually stayed through that damp first act on Friday night.
Right.
And I was glad that I did, because coming back on Saturday, it helped you to keep up. There's so many characters and so many different changes
If
you just see it one time, it's kind of hard to keep up with who's who. But overall, I mean, the humor is nonstop. It's full of wit, interesting turns of the language, and a few outstanding performances, I thought.
You know, I think one of the reasons it's hard to follow is because there's not really a lot of plot. It's just more about all these different exchanges with all these people. There was a lot of fun. I think, Claire, you and I talked afterwards that the second act seemed a lot stronger. It just, the first act maybe was because of all the exposition, we were still trying to get our bearing. But second act, we knew who everybody was, and it landed. It opened with that hilarious scene with John Minx and Taylor Lynn Dawson, And it didn't let up from there, I think.
Yeah, there were a lot of really excellent performances. One person who really, I think, took the cake for me was Nicole Morris Anastasi, who pulled triple duty here, playing sort of three different characters. The two females that she played were very different from one another. And speaking about the second act, she was the star of that act for me as Phoebe, her sort of nerdy, lisping Phoebe
was very
great.
Funny. Although I thought John Minx was pretty much a standout.
Oh, he so was.
I thought John Minx was a standout throughout the entire show. He just really made that show for me.
Luke Charest, who of course got to do the famous All the World's a Stage speech, and they did a nice twist on that. They kind of made it a little bit ironic as opposed to taking it seriously, which made it more fun, and he did a nice job with that, I think.
I also really liked the incorporation of the accordionist Juan Harmon, who was very talented, and that speech actually using the accordion sort of as an accompaniment was really funny.
I'm assuming that was James Ricks, the director's idea, and it kept the pace moving and added just some musical zest to the whole thing. I think overall James did a great job. There were lots of clever bits. You could see his touch in lots of the funny moments where he'd just add little things. Two people we haven't mentioned, the two romantic leads, C.J. Bergen and Rebecca Turner, I both thought they were enjoyable. They don't get to be as silly as the others.
I thought they were both excellent.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were excellent. And speaking of not being as silly as the others, I think that might have detracted overall if they had been as silly.
Right.
Also, going back to James Ricks' contributions, he did that awesome fight choreography.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. We didn't mention that yet. The first act, big wrestling scene, kind of a harkens back to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun. That was the highlight probably of the first act.
This is a play that kind of does talk a little bit about gender, and there's some cross-dressing in it, which there's cross-dressing in a lot of Shakespeare's plays. But I really liked the way that James Ricks sort of pushed that a little further than it even is in the script.
The costumes, I think Cora Delbridge did an interesting job with those. I thought they were kind of early 1900s, but there was a little bit of eclectic stuff in there. That happens a lot nowadays, especially with Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it struck me as sort of early 1900s, and I thought that was a smart choice to modernize it, but still keep it as a period piece.
Specifically about John Minx's costume, he was the court jester, but his costume with that plaid jacket and that straw hat kind of harkened back to the early 1900s minstrelsy, which would be a more contemporary version of the court jester. So I thought that made a strong connection historically there.
So I think overall we thought that was a pretty enjoyable production.
Quite so.
Yeah, I think everyone should see it.
We've been talking about As You Like It, which is playing at Agecroft, a Quill Theater production, through July 29th. I'm sitting here now with Karen Newton, who has been a member of the Theater Elias panel, TAP panel, all three seasons so far. Welcome, Karen, to Curtain Call.
Hi there, Jerry.
How did you get involved as a TAP panel member, and what's your background in the theater?
I was that kid growing up with the spinster aunt who liked to go to the theater, so she would take me. But when it really took off, when I was in college, I was working part-time for the Heck Company. They were a Ticketmaster outlet for the Kennedy Center. So all of a sudden...
This was in D.C.?
Is in D.C. Yeah. All of a sudden, as an employee, we had the ability to get tickets before the public. So all of a sudden, I'm getting to see everything that comes to the Kennedy Center. And I blame Sondheim, because after Pacific Overtures debuted in Boston, it did a month at the Kennedy Center, and I saw that show. It was illuminating, to say the least. But then I went on to see other things, and I look back now at some of the stuff that I saw, and it's no wonder I became a theater fan. I look at the cast, I look at the directors, I look at the stuff that I saw, and there was no way I could not have been affected by what I saw, because the quality of what was going on at the Kennedy Center in the 70s was at a level that if you were even vaguely interested, you were going to be wowed. I saw Sweeney Todd with Angela Lansbury.
I saw that at Kennedy Center too.
Did you?
Amazing.
Wait, yes. We could have been there the same night.
There you go.
But at the time, it was just, it was like new theater. It wasn't the old theater of my parents. It wasn't Camelot. It wasn't that sort of thing. And I just felt like, yeah, this is something I could pay attention to. And really, that's all the theater background I have. I'm really just an average person who fell in love with the theater and started going enough that when you guys were looking for tap panels members, I was one of the people that you saw frequently.
Well, now you also had a blog
that had been going on
for a while, and you talked about theater on that, obviously.
A lot. Because as a poor, self-employed freelance writer, I was always looking for the deal. So I'd go to the previews or the industry nights, or I'd get rush tickets. So I think people just started seeing me around. And I started a blog in 2009 called I Could Go On and On. And I blog.
Still existing?
Still existing. And I blog about whatever I do, or not everything I do, if you know what I mean.
I hope not.
Absolutely not. But I blog a lot. And I was blogging regularly about my impressions of the plays I was seeing. And people noticed. And I'm not a theater critic. I'm just sharing my opinion. But it was apparently enough that, in the fact that my butt was in the seat at so many shows, that I got noticed.
And that is what the tap panel is. It's designed to bring community voices into the critic circle, voting on the RCs to help make it more of a community process. Tell me what your experience has been like. You've been doing it for 3 years now as a TAP member. How has that enlightened you or changed you?
Well, it's interesting because now that I'm seeing all these productions for the sake of the panel, I'm seeing way more theater than I did before, because I could never have afforded to see 2/3 of everything.
Let me just mention that the TAP members, as well as the critics, are required to see 2/3 of all the qualified shows in order to vote each year.
And I do want to vote every year. That's very important to me. That's why I'm on the panel. So now I'm getting to see so much more. It's been a mini education in itself. By seeing so much more, you start moving away from the obvious things and noticing the more subtle things. Lighting and sound are two of those things that, you know, if you go to the theater once a year, you may not pay attention to, but if you're going once a week, and sometimes it's more than that, as you know,
right,
you begin to pick up on all that kind of stuff.
Just like the critics, you have to take notes at some point,
because,
you know, 6 months later, you've got to remember, oh, that was the show I liked because of XYZ.
Or that was the person I liked who really made that show for me.
Because
by the time we sit down to do our meetings, it maybe it's been 3 or 4 months since I saw something.
Yeah, yeah. So you're coming back. So apparently it's working for you.
It is working for me. I love seeing as much theater as I do. Just last year, around Christmas time, a friend posted on Facebook and she said, I want to get my parents something different for Christmas this year. I'm thinking of getting them a gift certificate to either the Altria or Dominion. What are the two biggies? And so I'm trying to decide which one. Friends, give me some advice. And I jumped on there so fast and I said, don't you dare
not
get a gift certificate for something like that for a touring production. And I recommended, I think, 4 or 5 theater companies and said, pick one of these. And she did. She ended up going with Theater Lab, and she wrote back and she said, my parents were so impressed. They had no idea that sort of thing was going on in Richmond. And I think there are a lot of people that don't realize just how developed our theater scene is here.
So, Karen, thank you so much for coming in. It was great to hear some of your background, and that we might have been sitting in the Kennedy Theater at the same time.
We could have been, Jerry. We could have been.
And we'll look forward to seeing you at a show real soon.
It'll happen. Thanks.
And I've been chatting with Karen Newton, who is a local writer, blogger, and a member of the TAP panel. And we want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on WRAR, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with 2 or 3 reviews.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.